This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump predicted it would happen, and now a lawsuit's been filed by 16 states suing his administration for his declaration of a national emergency over funding for a southern border wall. It's being led by California's Attorney General, Democrat Xavier Becerra, who says it's harmful to the U.S. military and its personnel.
There's also military money that goes to installations, military installations, where our men and women in uniform and their families reside. Taking that away hurts California families that are in the military.
Becerra speaking on Fox News, White House officials claim they can move that money around without actually hurting the military or any of its members. Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is going to resign in the middle of next month. An announcement about a possible replacement for him could come as soon as later this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer price. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Emergency crews rescuing over a dozen people from a SeaWorld gondola ride over Mission Bay in San Diego last night. 16 people had to be pulled from the ride and lowered into boats. The problem started when a gust of wind tripped a circuit breaker that caused that ride to stop moving. Just getting word that U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has announced he is going to run for president in 2020. A winter storm will soon be affecting the nation's east, as we hear from John Clemens.
That freezing rain is causing a moderate risk of flash flooding. Sections of Pennsylvania could get 6 to 10 inches of snow. David Roth is a forecaster at the Severe Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland.
Our forecast is still for a significant amount of freezing rain along the Virginia-West Virginia border, and also for heavy snow for eastern West Virginia, western Virginia, northwest Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. We're still calling for 6 to 10 inches of snow.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Chicago police still want to talk with Empire actor Jussie Smollett, his spokesman saying last night that the actor's attorneys are keeping up an active dialogue with cops on his behalf. Police reportedly investigating whether the actor paid two associates from the program to stage his own assault. Smollett saying he was attacked last month by two men who made racist and homophobic comments and put a noose around his neck. In the past couple of days, Smollett has said he was outraged at the suggestion that it was all a hoax. A small-town Alabama newspaper editor says the nation would be better off if the Ku Klux Klan would just clean out Washington, D.C. He's named Goodloe Sutton, and he edits the Democrat Reporter in Linden, about 2 hours west of Montgomery. In an editorial published on Valentine's Day, he called for the Klan to, quote, night ride again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. And the U.S. sailor kissing a nurse to celebrate the end of World War II in an iconic photograph has died. The Providence Journal reports George Mendonza died in Middletown, Rhode Island, back on Sunday. He only came forward to speak about him being the one in that photograph decades after it happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. And, boy, we have another great show packed with our expert guests and best-selling authors and entertainment as well. So stay with us as we continue. And as we roll on here, we start off with John Guandolo. John is a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marines, and is a combat veteran, served as a special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008. Was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. Now, he's president and founder of Understanding the Threat. He has written a book, and we're going to talk about that. And, of course, it is available at all the usual places and is linked on our website. But before we get underway, I will mention the book, but I should give you the name. It's called Raising a Jihadi Generation. But before we get underway with today's specific topic, John, I did want to talk to you a bit about the FBI specifically and what has been talked about most since the interview that aired with Scott Pelley on CBS.
Well, I think the experience, my experience is in the FBI, what I'm watching right now are, to me, I think it's devastating where the FBI is. You have literally an FBI director, a deputy director who was acting director, mm-hmm. At least one assistant director involved with what all the evidence points to is a criminal plot to unseat the sitting president of the United States. And in the course of that conspiracy, which is a criminal conspiracy, these senior leaders literally lied in an application to the FISA court in order to obtain technical coverage of candidate who became President Donald Trump. And they continue to lie and deceive, and the more information that's coming out, the more that this is becoming much clearer that this is factually what actually happened. And this is sedition and this is treason. And I'm still surprised at the lack of shock and lack of action on the part of the president and the Department of Justice. But we'll see now that we have a new attorney general where this goes.
Well, it would seem that anything that the president has attempted to do, I mean, even like a simple conversation with James Comey about, you know, is there any way that you can be nice in certain respects here? He said to James Comey, something along this line, is there a way you can, you know, give him a, you know, cut him a break, Mike Flynn a break? That was interpreted as being, you know, offering some kind of obstruction. So anything the president does around this whole issue, John, there just seems to be such a high level of sensitivity that the left and any opposition will take it as, added reason for collusion and obstruction. And his hands are really tied in so many ways on this thing, don't you think?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and that's the way it's being perceived. But I think that the thing that is, that at least it doesn't appear to me that many people, and certainly the president, seem not to grasp is there's a massive effort in this country that is intentional, working against the president and working against this country. In other words, these things we're seeing by Democrat members of Congress. I mean, I just was on a show last night, and, you know, if you look at the number of letters that we've obtained where Hamas, doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations, have sent to members of Congress thanking them for their support, 100% of those are Democrats. If you look at Trevor Loudon's list of the 50 right. most obvious Marxists, 100% are Democrats. You've got a movement here in the United States by the National Democrat leadership and the Republican establishment working both with the Marxist movement and the Islamic movement, even if they would argue that it was, unwittingly. And these people are working to prevent the president from doing his duty that he was elected to do. Mm-hmm. This is really dangerous stuff that we're dealing with. And it doesn't seem to me that it's with the exception of thoughtful historians and thoughtful constitutional scholars, I don't think people understand how dangerous the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, jaws were dropping, you know, throughout the country, but for different reasons. To me, there was so much that Scott Pelley should have asked Andrew McCabe. Especially, I mean, he used maybe three words he may have used regarding the Hillary Clinton server, but that was it. And you're going, wait a minute, here's a guy who was involved in the investigation of Hillary Clinton. Why didn't he drill down into that? But the focus was so much around Russia and the president. It was, as someone suggested, that Scott Pelley was a bit, maybe unprepared to go into that interview. I mean, it just seemed kind of weird.
Well, I think the word I would use is nefarious, and mm-hmm. the other word I would use is incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I was asked to do, and I think you and I talked briefly about it on one of the shows when some of this stuff was happening, mm-hmm. was I was asked by some folks working with inside the government just to put together a short summary of kind of key areas in the FBI that are really critical as far as like devastating weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the leadership and the way that the FBI chooses and promotes leaders is incredible. As a matter of fact, they had a contracting agency come in and evaluate how they promote people. And literally the guy running it said, if we could create a system that was the worst possible way to advance people in an organization, you guys are doing
it. You guys got it.
And so you've got a group of people in the FBI that are working their butts off
right.
to really take care of this country. And if you talk to men and women in the FBI, a lot of times, it's not all the time, but a lot of times people that get advanced are people that's why they join. You know, they're looking for the advancement. They're not looking for the work. But the other thing that I think is critical is inside the government, there is massive pressure to toe the line when it comes to these issues. And so people have to decide, do I get fired as a, you know, a special agent or as a supervisor for simply doing the right thing, or do I live to fight another day and fight another battle because there's no way I'm going to win this one?
Exactly.
There's a lot of that going on as well.
Well, he also noted that right after the firing of Comey, what chaos existed in the upper leadership, that it was rather chaotic, he kept saying, and it derailed them. The president heard from some FBI agents that people were very happy with the move, but of course Andrew McCabe said not the case, that he totally disagreed.
Well, I'm sure he's going to say that, but I would say the chaos came from a lack of leadership.
Yeah.
When the FBI director gets fired, a guy like McCabe should step up and take the reins. He's in charge. When in charge, take charge.
Exactly.
He didn't do it.
We got to go to break. More from John Guandolo after this.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free of that.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like it, fresh and independent. Lots to talk about here with John Guandolo. And I know some of you, your jaws are dropping here, but you've heard nothing yet because there is so much more to this. John brought up Trevor Loudon. Trevor's been on with us many times. He's been telling us about how Muslims, how the threats on America and our way of life have infiltrated our government. massive numbers of people. And John, as you and I were just talking about just a moment ago, I mean, the underwritten or the underreported story about the hacking of Democratic congressmen, at least 40 that we know of, that was reported by Luke Rosiak and Ken Miniter in their recent books. And the government is doing nothing. It's like Atlas Shrugged. This conversation that happened on CBS with Scott Pelley and Andrew McCabe, you know, what is being revealed? I mean, are people not even realizing, you know, this isn't an existential threat. This is near and present danger.
Yes, and you're bringing up the issue of what happened with the Pakistani technical guy,
the IT guy.
Mm-hmm. Is this threat that we're facing, especially from the Islamic movement, is much more a counterintelligence and espionage threat than it is merely a quote terrorism threat. Mm-hmm. When you look at the penetration all the way back to the late 90s and the end of the early years of President Bush, Abdurrahman al-Mahdi was literally an Islamic advisor to President Clinton and created the Muslim chaplain for the Department of Defense. That whole Muslim chaplain program worked with the State Department, and he's in prison, and he's an al-Qaeda financier.
Right.
When you look at through just the last 5 years, and guys that have gotten picked off or arrested and stuff, and we find their ties to this guy, this Pakistani. This was a Pakistani intelligence operation against the U.S. Congress. It should have been full, all engines, full stop, and do a deep counterintelligence dive into the penetration of our government, our Congress, et cetera. And we didn't do it. And the reason, in my professional opinion, we didn't do it is because the United States does not have a functioning counterintelligence apparatus. We do not. Mm-hmm. And it is killing us in this war. We have failed to identify the threat since 9/11. Nowhere in our national security documents for over 17 years, nowhere does it identify the enemy. And yet we fought wars in Afghanistan, Iraq. We're fighting in Syria. We're fighting in the Philippines. We're fighting in Africa. Nowhere have we defined the enemy. And yet, while that's all going on, we have a massive counterintelligence breach. Nobody's doing anything. This is why we continue to say this problem has to be taken care of at the local level first. Local police, local officials, state officials, state agencies have got to understand this information. And when they do, as is evidenced by our experience with them, they are able to actually take action that has significant impact.
Well, this is what people need to understand, John, is that how you saw this problem, you know, being, you know, an FBI agent and associated with the FBI, you saw that the leadership was corrupt, that, you know, this top-down effort was not working. So you had to go and go bottom-up. And as you have done that, you have realized the success of implementation of your program and your strategy. But meanwhile, you know, on a national level, which was clear, very clear, especially Sunday with that interview with Andrew McCabe, is the leadership itself is so corrupt and so rotten. I don't know if Bill Barr can come in and really has, if he's got what it takes to really clean house and do what needs to be done here, because it seems like there's two FBIs in form here, John, and I may be wrong. You know better than I do. It seems like that career class of FBI represented by Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, even Bob Mueller for that matter. That is one class. And then you've got the downline FBI agents that are sincere about doing the job. And as you say, you know, the whole promotion structure of the program is so compromised that it's no wonder that it keeps spitting out these type of elites and career leaders that are not really helping the cause, that are really hurting the whole process. And that, and there's clear evidence on that. Whether we look at, you know, as you mentioned, John, the Las Vegas or even Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, which I think there's a lot overlooked there when there were, I think, something like 35 reports to the FBI that they didn't respond to regarding the shooter at that high school.
That's right. You brought up a number of things here, but I think the key for what we're doing, and we talk about this, is number one, understanding that the Marxist threat that, you know, you mentioned earlier, that Trevor Loudon really is a great resource.
Oh, he's such a blessing for us, but we got to hear what he's saying.
That's right. So when you look at that, you look at the penetration and the number of members of Congress that are literally working with communist and socialist leadership and organizations, no investigation being done. When you look at the penetration, you go to the FBI's website, look at their outreach page and who they're partnering with in the community. The three prominent Islamic organizations they're partnering with are all three Muslim Brotherhood organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a incredible gap. And then when I look at our response, what's shocking to me is when we train people and we have FBI sitting in the room and people from the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force sitting in the room, and they say, we've never heard this information, and yet from the information that we're training them on, they're able to go into the community, identify real jihadis, real terrorists, and pull them off the street. They're able to identify organizations operating in their local community who are funding terrorism. They're materially supporting terrorism, and they're able to take them on. That's the power when you actually understand. Mm-hmm. And when you understand how these folks communicate, and then because the FBI is not getting this training, because DHS and DOD, they don't allow it. And this is the key to me. This is the key. It's the Republican establishment that are the enforcers of the politically correct narrative that gives the Marxists the ability to operate the way they're operating. They could not do it without the establishment Republicans, who they're the ones who enforce the don't say anything mean about Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know, we're not going to talk, you know, we're not going to push our cultural beliefs. This is what they call them. I'm not going to push my cultural beliefs about the right to life, about the right to keep and bear arms on somebody. Well, those aren't cultural beliefs. Those are inalienable rights that the government was established to secure per the declaration, which is the founding ideal of this government and this law. And so literally what the Republicans simply need to do is speak truth about real threats, speak truth about who we are, and enforce the law.
Well,
if they just did that,
right,
we would be in a completely different place. And the FBI and its leadership is simply not doing that.
Exactly. Well, here we are in the name of diversity. We have a Muslim congresswoman who clearly is not, she has not apprehended the values of the United States. She's not assimilated. And that is clear by what she says in Congress. And some people are shocked. Are you really? Why would you be shocked that a Muslim congresswoman would promote Sharia and hates Jews?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I just literally just published an article at our website, understandingthethreat.com. And when you look at how they do this, they come to us at different levels, right? You've got the overt Al-Qaeda ISIS. You've got which this congresswoman, you know, comes in and she's a Sharia adherent Muslim. And we were talking about her back in September and October.
Right.
And then you've got these moderate Muslims, and then you've got other layers, but they're all pushing the same thing. They're all trying to tell you that real Islam doesn't stand
exactly for
this behavior.
John, we have 10 seconds. I'm going to let you summarize it and take us out.
Well, just that we have to understand the threat. The enemy says the threat is Islam. They say that it's Sharia. We need to look at it, and we need to know that they're working with the Marxists in the United States, literally to bring the country.
Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to pennzoil.com/oilchangeoffer to save. Terms apply.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLife.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLife.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump predicted it would happen, and now a lawsuit's been filed by 16 states suing his administration for his declaration of a national emergency over funding for a southern border wall. It's being led by California's Attorney General, Democrat Xavier Becerra, who says it's harmful to the U.S. military and its personnel.
There's also military money that goes to installations, military installations, where our men and women in uniform and their families reside. Taking that away hurts California families that are in the military.
Becerra speaking on Fox News, White House officials claim they can move that money around without actually hurting the military or any of its members. Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is going to resign in the middle of next month. An announcement about a possible replacement for him could come as soon as later this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes loan options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea how hard it is to speak French and Russian. It is amazing. But if you work hard and you're studious, you can make it happen, too. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Again, thanks to John Guandolo to reveal what is going on in the FBI. Ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing after Sunday's, reveal by Andrew McCabe, which was more confirmation of what we've already been talking about, that the mainstream media says, oh, no, you're not getting it right, and that you don't understand. It's, there's nothing here. You know, it's like we're being Jedi'd out of our minds to realize that the truth is the truth, and it is, in fact, happening right before our eyes. John Guandolo with UnderstandingTheThreat.com. That's where you can go for more information. Rachel Alexander joins us now. She is the senior editor for The Stream. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. We knew as soon as they were celebrating in Albany this new abortion bill that there was going to be some consequences. Right away I pointed out that Kermit Gosnell had said that I'm innocent. It's just a matter of time that you guys realize that what I did was, was for the good of these women, and that this is going to be a bad decision by you, and then I will eventually be freed. Well, as a result of this New York bill, we've got an incredible, gruesome story that you've written about. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, what happened is this boyfriend, this guy named Anthony Hobson, stabbed his pregnant girlfriend, Jennifer Irigoyen, to death During the attack, she was screaming, he's got a knife, he's going to kill the baby. And he did. He killed her and the baby. And prosecutors at first were going to charge him with both murder and killing a pregnant fetus, fetus in the womb.
Right.
But because of this new law passing, they dropped the charges for this killing the fetus, and they're only going to charge him with murder.
I like this, a second-degree abortion. Boy, I mean, our language, how it's twisted into minimizing death is incredible to me.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, abortion is legal, but then on the other hand, you've got abortion in the second degree. You know, we recognize, you know, that it is killing a life and it can be prosecuted, but unfortunately, they are trying to get rid of that now, and they've even moved abortion over to a different part of the code, so it's not underneath the homicide section anymore. They're trying to make it really obvious that they don't consider abortion to be wrong at all.
Well, of course not, and that is loud and clear, and especially when you see them dancing around and high-fiving the acquiescence and support of the murder of 60 million babies in our country. So, hey, well, you know. Why not? You bring up another point here, too, Rachel, in your article, and that is what happens with abortifacients that, the father of the child says, you know, I don't want you to have the baby. And the mother, no, I'm going to go through. And they happen to be out drinking, and he drops an abortifacient pill into her drink. What happens then?
Right. Since there is no harm to the woman, only to the baby, there's no prosecution of the woman being harmed. There's only prosecution of the fetus being harmed, and that's no longer allowed. So there's no punishment for the man. And what if it wasn't even the father of the child? What if it was just some evil jerk, that did this to this woman, put the plan B in her?
He decides that, the population is growing too much, and she doesn't look like a deserving mother, so I'm going to just take matters into my own hands, right?
Yeah, he gets off scot-free. There's no way to prosecute him.
Amazing. This is what, again, the consequences of what happened in Albany, how it's spreading to Virginia. And, of course, we see and other states wanting to embrace this. Rachel, there seems to be this urgency for states to enact, you know, laws like New York did and what Virginia is looking at because of the threat on Roe v. Wade. Do you see that as an impetus as well?
Yes, I absolutely do. I think they were scared once we got some more conservative justices on the Supreme Court, and so they know, you know, that they can get the states to still make these draconian laws, and so they're pushing back as hard as they can. I do think that's what prompted it.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that we know that RBG has been of ill health. We didn't know if we were ever going to see her again. She showed up in court here this past week and starting, you know, to get back to work. She, on her own statement, said that she would stay on the court as long as she could be effective. She's probably getting close to that point, and this has got to be a tough decision because we know how she sits politically, and I think the last thing that she wants or anybody that supports her that they want is another Donald Trump nomination to the Supreme Court.
Right. And the fact that she's not going to resign, you know, before she's ready to resign has them even more up in arms, because that means the odds are Trump really is going to end up replacing her. If she, you know, happens to die in the next 2 years, he gets to replace her. And if he's reelected and she dies in those next 4 years, he gets to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact she's not stepping down, didn't step down, you know, last term is very disturbing to these people.
Well, interesting. And then also keep an eye on the year. She has got, you know, I mean, this sounds so morbid. I can't even believe I'm thinking this, but I know people have said this, is that if she hangs in there at least for a year to where Donald Trump is in the final year of his or close to it of his first, administration, that they're going to invoke the Merrick rule, you know, again, saying, look at you guys wouldn't let President Obama's nomination go through because it was the last part of his administration, so we're not going to let you do that either. So wait for that argument to come up.
Oh, yeah, it will. And they're, believe me, they're counting on Trump losing. So that's a very good chance that's going to happen.
Let's talk border. You're right there. Tell us the latest about the border wall funding.
Well, I think Trump, you know, may have gotten the best of the Democrats on this. We won't know for sure. There's a couple things that have to play out. But, you know, by declaring this national emergency and by finding these other places where he can get money from through executive actions, you know, he might have been able to successfully go around the Democrats, making him look bad by shutting down government. So it is looking good for him, but, you know, we're going to have to see how the courts rule on the declaration for an emergency, and we'll also have to look and see how he does with the money from the congressional bill, because these local areas are going to be able to veto it if they don't like it.
Well, the deal is crazy anyway. I mean, here it is, and I can't believe this. This is one thing that was shocking to me, that the president, you know, signed it, knowing that he has to get approval of local mayors. Are you kidding me? I mean, national security now is going to be subordinated to local mayors?
Yeah, it was an awful, horrible bill. And the thing is I don't think Trump's going to get his relief through Congress. You know, there's a couple different ways he can get funding through Congress. This was one of them. And with the Democrats in control, I wouldn't count on it at all. So I think he's going to have to exclusively get money for this border wall outside of Congress.
Well, without a doubt. Now, you already have, as being reported, 16 states, of course, as predicted, jumping in. They're pigpiling in to sue the president for enacting a national emergency. But at this point, you know, what standing do they have? You're an attorney. What standing do they have when nothing has really been done yet?
Well, they're claiming that the money diverts them from important military construction projects. Because that's how Trump is getting the emergency funds. He's taking it from the Pentagon's military construction budget for the wall, which he's authorized to do with an emergency order.
Exactly. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you guys kind of blighted the military budget before, and now that we're getting it back up, it's ironic now they're fighting for the military budget that they didn't want to begin with, right?
Oh, that's classic.
you got to love this. This is what you love about Donald Trump, is that he continues to expose the idiocy of the left, and I would say, you know, the establishment elites. But, hey, the story continues, and look forward to having you back, Rachel. Thanks.
Osteoarthritis, or OA of the knee, is a chronic degenerative joint disease that affects millions of Americans. The prevalence of OA of the knee is rising, but the average age of diagnosis is dropping, which means millions of Americans are living longer with pain. Dr. Scott Sigmund, an orthopedic surgeon at Lowell General Hospital in Massachusetts, recommends Zilretta triamcinolone acetonide extended-release injectable suspension, a non-opioid treatment option for many of his patients with OA knee pain.
When my patients with osteoarthritis in the knee come in seeking a treatment that is non-surgical and non-addictive, I recommend Zilretta,
said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta provides 3 months of remarkable knee pain relief for my patients and is well covered by the majority of insurance plans. This combination makes Zilretta one of my most valuable tools for treating OA knee pain.
To identify the right treatment option, Dr. Sigmund notes the importance of open and ongoing dialogues between physicians and their patients, where expectations for pain can be discussed. He explains that pain is difficult to measure because it's subjective to the individual patient. When asking his patients to express their pain level, he focuses on very specific questions pertaining to their daily life and activities.
I like to use example-based questions. Does it hurt when you go up the stairs or when you're sitting for a long period of time? I've typically found that patients can offer a much more detailed response when asked one question,
said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta is an effective treatment that has provided significant pain relief for many of my patients with knee OA.
If you have OA knee pain, visit www.zilretta.com or ask your doctor to learn more. Zilretta is an extended-release corticosteroid, FDA-approved, to manage osteoarthritis knee pain. It is not intended for repeat use. Zilretta is not for people who are allergic to corticosteroids, triamcinolone acetonide, or any other component of the product. Rare but serious reactions are possible. Talk to your doctor if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, gastrointestinal disorders, kidney problems, diabetes, glaucoma, behavior or mood disorders, and or infections. Tell your doctor about the medicines you take. Call your doctor if you develop a fever or an increase in knee pain, swelling, or restriction of motion, are exposed to chickenpox or measles, or experience changes in behavior or mood. Side effects may include joint pain and swelling, back pain, headache, cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infection, and bruising. See our ad in Arthritis Today or visit Zilretta.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Music to aerobicize too, get the blood flowing. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. The Good News Girl joins us. Samantha Mao is with us right now. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I know you got a bunch of viral videos to share with us, as always. We just so appreciate it. You know, I had somebody call me the other day, go, oh, Bill, I just found out that I can talk to Siri. And I said, oh, Siri, I go, play Bill Martinez Live. And Siri plays it. I said, we love the technology. Yeah, it's amazing. And very convenient for people who, you know, will sometimes, oh, Bill, I missed a part of that segment. I want to hear the rest of it. You know, yes, it's available at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Very expeditious way. Like I said, if you have a smartphone and you just tell Siri, play Bill Martinez Live, it will give you the most recent podcast. So the previous days within 24 hours, it will give you the show. Like right now, if you say play Bill Martinez Live, it's not going to play today yet for probably another hour or so. And I should say hour after the show is completed. So that would be after, you know, probably about 1 o'clock Eastern time. And you say play Bill Martinez Live and boom, it'll pop up and you'll have all 3 hours and you can download whatever it is that you need and listen at your convenience. So, for those of you that loves Sam's presentations all the time on viral videos, it's lickety-split, and it's that easy. And if you miss it, you can catch up on it on a podcast at your convenience. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, that's good news to start off with already.
Already. Hey, well, let's talk about inmates. And I saw this. This was incredible, Sam. The inmates rescuing a baby that was locked inside a car. I guess the dad got a little bit in a hurry and ends up going, oh, my goodness, I've just locked my child in the car. What to do, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's crazy how fast stuff like that can happen. You know, Shadow Lantry, the mother of the child, said her husband had strapped her daughter in the car seat, and he just tossed the keys in the front seat and had accidentally locked the door. Well, fortunately for him, there were some inmates nearby. Yeah. There's a group of inmates along with some deputies down in Florida in Pasco County, and they were repairing a median, you know, close to the car where the little girl was locked in. And the deputy joked, this is the only time I'm going to let you break into a car in front of me. He let the inmate use a hanger, a wire hanger, to unlock the door. And, you know, fortunately, they got her out really quick. And I'm sure it's going to be a cool story that her parents are going to tell her one day. It's just amazing, like, you know, who will be available to help when you need them.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm in here for breaking in cars, not for being stupid. I can figure this out, right?
That's right. I love that the deputy was joking about that. He's like, okay, I mean, this is the only time you're ever going to get away with this.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, use your powers for good. And they did. So, I'm sure the girl's mom was relieved to have the help so quickly, because that has to be a panicky feeling, having your child locked in like that, not knowing how long until you can get help. But,
and I'm sure you get one of those. You get one of those inmates say, "I can bust in that easy," and he's got a baseball bat to the red. He goes, "No, we're going to do it without damaging the car, right?"
I know. I wonder what different options they came up with immediately. Like, hey, I've got a bat. Hey, I've got a hanger. You know, different guys.
Right. Exactly.
That seemed like the easiest way.
Yeah, like you got a hanger. What do you got a hanger for? You're an inmate. What do
you- I know. Where did they even come up with this?
Exactly. Well, good news there. That's great. This next one is about firefighters walking a mile on ice to get an injured patient to the hospital. Explain.
Okay, so John Stilpass and Shaylor Tate, they've been working for the fire department in Missouri. They're in St. Louis, Missouri. They've been doing it for about 7 years. And about 10 minutes into their shift, they got a call concerning a traffic accident. Well, it turns out it was a bus driver who was on the bus by himself. And cars have been crashing all over the road, and this bus driver just obviously needed to go to the hospital. I mean, they had been sliding their ambulance because there's snow all over the road, just trying to get there. So they put ice around the tires and they get out and they start to go, and they're sliding again. They put chains around the tires and they slide off again, and they end up about a mile away from the hospital. And these guys are like, you know what? This patient has to get to the hospital. We've only got a mile to go. They put on their boots and they push the patient in the, they rolled the patient all the way to the hospital. They had no idea their picture was even being taken. But a nurse at the hospital decided to capture this unique moment of these guys just really, I mean, you know, talk about, like, dedication to the job. And you know what? They went out on more calls after that. This was just the beginning of their shift, and it was just like, we have to do what we have to do. And,
right.
I think this picture just really captures what a lot of different emergency personnel do around this country every day. They're just like, we just do it. They just do the job.
Yeah.
They're passionate about it, and thank God for them.
Yeah, and their attitude is kind of like, well, just another heroic effort, right?
Right. Can you imagine having
somebody
who was, they said it was literally uphill both ways, like your parents joke about.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, right.
They said they were really pushing this guy up the hill, trying to get him on ice in this freezing weather, getting this patient there, and that's just the beginning.
Well, God bless him. A Jamaican lottery winner next to accept a prize in a scream mask?
Yes. Okay, so I thought this one was funny just because, you know, you hear about different people accepting the lottery, and maybe you don't want everybody to know who you are. I mean, I can completely sympathize if you're having this life-changing money, it changes the way maybe a lot of people see you. So this guy actually had, this is down in, like you said, in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
His name's A. Campbell. They don't give his first name.
Right.
And he won 158 Jamaican dollars, which is about 1.2 American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had won the ticket for about 2 months before he claimed it. He knew he won it, and he knew there was a 90-day deadline, but he just kind of, it was like he had to mentally get himself together to go collect it.
Probably figure out what to do and find a mask that was suitable for the event, I guess. Huh?
I know, that's right. He wears the scream mask from the movie from 1996.
Yes.
Of course it went viral because people are like laughing at the choice of disguise. But I can completely sympathize with why this guy would do it, and I hope his life changes for the better, and you know, he can kind of keep that anonymity, and the money is actually a blessing for him, because you hear a lot of lottery winners where it sounds like a blessing and it maybe doesn't end up that way for them. And
well, I mean, you know, here they are, they figure that you know, like you said, they're you know, they're excited about winning and they lose anonymity, and all of a sudden you got a million best friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's how it happens.
Right.
And, you know, so it's definitely a hilarious picture. You know, I don't know if he was doing it to be hilarious, but it was pretty hilarious to see him, like, shaking hands with a giant check and the scream mask. So.
Oh, that's very cool. That's awesome. Okay, what else do you got for us?
So, actually, there's two dads that, you know, you see this photo shoot, and you're not sure what's going on there. There's two men kissing this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is down in Waco, Texas. And it's actually, you know, you don't know if these guys are a couple or you don't know what's going on, because they, like, it just is a very close photo shoot. And it turns out it's the little girl's biological dad and her stepdad.
Oh, wow.
And the little girl was going to a daddy-daughter dance. And their names are David Mangan and Dylan Lennox. And Dylan posted it. And he's like, you know, in our family, David is my wife's ex, but she, you know, when he comes, he stays on our couch. He's part of our family. He'll always be part of our lives.
No.
And it's thanks to her generous heart. And, you know, Willow, his wife is actually the one who took the picture. She's a photographer. And she's just like, I just wanted to share this special moment. And, you know, he said, when you put the kids first and you're able to love them, you know, it kind of gets rid of any of that animosity you might have had towards your current, you know, partner's ex.
Right, right.
You know, it makes it just kind of fade away. And he said instead of just gaining a daughter, he also gained a brother, which I think is a really unique way of looking at things. And I wish all, you know, all new families could be, you know, if you have something like a divorce happen, that's the best you can hope for, is for the new partner to love your children and you like that. So.
Exactly. And, you know, because look, as they say, it's not the child's fault. I mean, the child's in the middle, and thank God for some mature adults to be able to work this out, because it's going to be tough enough as it is, especially, you know, from the stepdad's standpoint, because there's a lot of that little girl that belongs to her father that is natural to that father, that father understands. Okay. It's very simple, that the stepdad will never understand, because she is not of him. And for them to maintain this relationship says a lot about the maturity of the people involved here. And look at the smile on that little girl's face. Oh, my gosh, it's just way precious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very well done.
You can tell she's just so loved.
Yeah, she's beaming. Exactly. Well, let's talk about Gary Sinise. He's just written a new book, by the way, and we're going to have him on the show and talk with him in the coming weeks. But Forrest Gump star Gary Sinise received a heartwarming tribute video from celebrities and veterans thanking him for all his charity work, right?
You know, I don't know anybody who deserves a thank you more than Gary Sinise. He's, you know, dedicated his life to helping veterans for the past 25 years. And, you know, somebody on his team decided, we're going to get Lieutenant Dan, we're going to get him a thank you video. And so the video of him watching it has actually taken off and gone viral. But it has all these different celebrities all the way to, it ends with Tom Hanks, which is perfect. He's a Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. I mean, just even when you hear Lieutenant Dan, you can't help but smile, huh? I mean, you know, you love all that it represents. It was so much fun. And the whole Forrest Gump movie and Gary Sinise's charity work honored appropriately. There she is, the good news girl, Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any